Greetings, and may the peace of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the sacredly distant people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for May 31st, 2020, which is the day of Pentecost, when we celebrate the Holy Spirit. We also celebrate today having two liturgists join me. I'm very grateful that Elaine and Susan are here with me today to participate in bringing the readings to you. Good to have you here, Elaine.
Hi, everyone.
And Susan also.
Hello, hello, hello. Nice to be here.
And now, as always, let's begin with prayer. Elaine, would you do the honors?
Let us pray. God of power and grace, fill us with the wisdom of your word and the understanding of your spirit, so that we may be your church, a people with dreams and visions at work in all the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The book of Numbers shows the hardships of the Israelites' journey through the wilderness and the new way God guided them. Today's passage widens our perspective on the New Testament understanding that the Spirit of God was given for the first time to the followers of Jesus on the day of Pentecost. It's also worth noting that the purpose of the bestowing of God's Spirit upon the people was not to enhance the status of those who received it, but to enable and develop God's work among and through all God's people. In this story, we have a Pentecost before Pentecost. Now reading from Numbers chapter 11, verses 24 to 30, listen for God's word to us today.
So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent.
Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the Spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again.
Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp.
And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them."
But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. So ends the reading.
Now again from the book of Acts. The scene is Jerusalem, 50 days since the resurrection. Many pilgrims have come to the holy city for the festival of Pentecost, which the Jewish people celebrated long before the Christian church adopted it. John's gospel refers to it by its Jewish name, the Festival of Weeks. Originally a harvest festival, it became associated with the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai 50 Penta days after the Exodus. Christians celebrate Pentecost as the anniversary of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Luke, the author of Acts, tries to describe the coming of the Holy Spirit, but all he can say is what the Spirit is like, reminding us that divinity is really beyond our human ability to fully describe and even comprehend. So now reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, listen again for the word of God.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each.
Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power."
All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?"
But others sneered and said, "Ha, they are filled with new wine."
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in these days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.